listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast Local News. I'm Rob McLeod. Cloudy with showers again today and a top of 22 degrees. Here's what's making news for Monday, May 23. Australia gets a new Prime Minister today as local MPs are returned in the election. Gold Coast cops another drenching and the Titans fall short to the Sharks. Let's get into it. Anthony Albanese will be sworn in as Australia's 31st Prime Minister today after Labor's win in the federal election on Saturday. All local Gold Coast MPs have managed to retain their seats, but will now have 3 years on the opposition benches. Member for Macpherson Karen Andrews says they'll be working hard to learn the lessons of the election result.
It is a time for reflection by the coalition, and we will absolutely be doing that. The election result, whilst very disappointing for us as a party, is an opportunity for us to look at the needs of Australians, to look at what their expectations are from politicians and from their expectations of the coalition government.
Former Defence Minister Peter Dutton is the favourite to take over as leader of the Liberal Party and become federal opposition leader. Former Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce, also keen to stay on as leader of the Nationals after his party managed to hold every seat it contested. The wet weather has been relentless on the Gold Coast with yet another weekend drenching. Over 170 millimetres has fallen at Springbrook since Saturday, 90 millimetres at Talai, 140 at Carrara and 120 millimetres at the Gold Coast Seaway. The rain and showers are forecast to linger until at least the end of the week, with temperatures also expected to drop. The Weather Bureau has also issued a dangerous surf warning for all Gold Coast beaches today. Three men are due to appear in court next month following a violent assault in Surfers Paradise over the weekend. A 26-year-old man suffered serious injuries and was transported to Gold Coast University Hospital, police arresting three men a short time later. The trio, aged 22, 20 and 19, will be facing assault and drug charges on June 3. It's Crime Stoppers Day today, with Queensland Police set to highlight new figures showing the vital role that residents across the state have played to ensure community safety. Tip-offs to the phone line this year have already led to two of the biggest arrests in the history of the organisation. This year's theme is Who to Call, reminding people that if there's something strange in the neighbourhood, Crime Stoppers are the ones to contact. Updating sport now, and the Sharks continued their streak of victories over the Gold Coast Titans to close out round 11 of the NRL. Cronulla fired out of the blocks in the second half with three consecutive tries at Cbus Stadium. Gold Coast coach Justin Holbrook says his side was forced to play catch-up, falling asleep after half-time.
That's the disappointing part, sort of league one, and got to sort of do something about it then rather than after three, and then I guess the shackles are off them, and then we fight hard to the end, which is, you know, a better sign than not fighting to the end, that's for sure, but we've got to do something about it when it's only the one try, and then that's what we've got to get better at quickly.
That's Gold Coast Local News. If there's a story you think we need to be covering, you can send us a message at news-goldcoast@sca.com.au. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now. Listener.